Blog Talk Radio. ForRadio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapston, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on ForRadio.com.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapston, and I am excited to welcome everybody to the show tonight. And if you are tuning in and you want to hear any of our past shows besides tonight, you can always go to our website at shesgonecountry.us and click the radio show link tab, and all of our archives are there for your listening pleasure. But this will be this week's weekly broadcast, and we've got a great guest tonight. But before we get started, of course, I want to welcome to the show my beautiful co-host from Marble Falls, Texas, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Aunt Vicki, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Becky. I tell you what, we are doing great down here in Texas, but it is really, really warm. But hey, it's summertime.
Well, you just got back from a quick little jaunt to San Francisco, and that was quite an excursion for you. Did you enjoy your trip?
Oh, you know what, Becky? Truly enjoyed the trip so much. I was visiting and told someone today, you know, being able to rodeo for a way of life, we were so blessed to do that. But more often than not, all we saw were the rodeo grounds, and then we had to leave and get on the road to the next one. So, you know, I've been to San Francisco before, trick rode at Santa Rosa many years ago, and used to go to the Cow Palace with your grandma and grandpa. But I never took the time to see the city, and that's something Bud and I did this trip, and it was a beautiful city, really worth seeing.
Oh, well, the pictures were great that you posted on Facebook, so I'm glad you had a good time. And I know the 4th happened, so everybody was off for the 4th. We actually had rescheduled our guest tonight because we knew everybody was going to be out in the sun and summertime, and we really wanted to give our guest tonight the full attention he deserves for what he's bringing to the rodeo industry. Bobby Jean Olson, our beautiful guest co-host, is off tonight. We'll welcome her back next week. And, you know, it's been a busy go the first part of summer, and it's typical with the Cowboy Christmas run. Everybody's out rodeoing hard, trying to make all the money they can over the 4th of July. Maria was up here. Our producer was clear up here in Washington with me last week, And we went up to the Rodeo Queen University Bible Camp, and we got to minister and participate in Jamie's great event up there. And we'll share about more about that another time. But I want to welcome to the show a gentleman that I met through a mutual friend, and that is our web designer, Andrea Crenshaw. And I don't know why I'm stumbling, maybe just because I'm a little rusty of being off for a few weeks. But anyway, she is a great web designer, and she introduced me to our guest tonight. And it's just funny because no matter where you are in the U.S., somehow, some way, you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, and we're all interlocked at some point in our life. And so tonight I want to welcome to the show a gentleman out of Mississippi, Louisiana, and he is we'll let him tell you all about his adventures, but he runs and operates Hurricane Hooker Fighting Bulls, Mr. Cody Casto. Cody, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are y'all doing?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and thank you for being willing to move our schedule out just so we can make sure we give you a full attention and all of our listeners get to really hear all about what you're doing, because you have a Fighting Bull Ranch. How cool is that? Tell our listeners a little bit about Cody. I mean, let's take it back, because not only are you a fighting, you know, you're raising fighting bulls, but that started from being a professional bullfighter. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, 1994, I started fighting bulls. We went to a bullfighting school, me and my twin brother, Ronnie and Donnie Sparks Bullfighting School in Iowa, Louisiana. And kind of from there, I told myself I wanted to own a fighting bull ranch like Rex Dunn. And I bought my first fighting bull and around 1996-94, and now we have over probably 100 head and just going from there.
Well, Cody, this is Vicki. Hi, and welcome to the program. So happy to have you tonight. You know, I was reading through, you know, all your information in your bio, and so much to be, you know, learned from your story, who you are and where you came from. But, you know, one thing that I found really interesting that I want to kick off right at the very beginning is that you were at Rodeo Houston and you were the tender age of 6. Can you tell us what you saw there that inspired you to become and do what you do today?
Yes. My parents brought us there at 6 years old, and we were watching the bull ride, and Miles Hare was one of the bullfighters, and we watched him take a pretty nasty hooking, protecting a bull rider, and me and my twin brother looked at each other right there and said that we wanted to be bullfighters. So in 1994, my parents, along with Ricky DeVille, got us into a school with the help of Rudy Burns, and our career took off from there.
Well, and, you know, this is Becky, and what I got to touch on about this is there's an article on your website that you have to pop open and read. And as we're talking about this bullfighting school, now, for our listeners that are listening, everybody, back in the day, I don't necessarily know that there were always bullfighting schools, but there have been bullfighting schools since as long as I can remember being, you know, being the tender age of 13. So we won't say how many years that's been, but Uncle Rob, Miles Hare, all those bullfighters that went before Cody's generation taught the up-and-comers. And I thought it was so funny because in this article it talks about how Ronnie and Donnie taught you guys how to bullfight with a wheelbarrow. And, you know, share a little bit about that, because that was pretty funny, and what they taught you about the difference between your grounding in the center of the arena and the fence.
Right. Well, a wheelbarrow moves pretty much like a bull does. A bull's got to pick up his back end in order to turn, and the same with the wheelbarrow. And their technology, I guess, with what they had back in the day, they used the wheelbarrow to teach us because it moves like a bull. And, you know, we went from there, and then we worked with the wheelbarrow for about a day, and then they put us in front of live animals.
Well, and how was that for you at 14 years old?
It was an adrenaline rush. I was a little nervous, but that overcome pretty quick, and we just started having fun like they told us to, and just we enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, you know, Cody, this is Vicki, and being the mom of a bull rider, former bull rider, I can only imagine what your mom felt at 14 when you were going to a bullfighting school. I mean, yikes. Kudos to her.
She wasn't real happy, but she supported it for sure.
Well, well, you know, moms don't always have to be, I'm sorry, Becky, moms don't always have to be real happy, but we're always supportive.
That's right. She was. They were both supportive of us. Both our parents were. Uh-huh. And they helped us out throughout the years. And if it wasn't for them and the good Lord, then I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Absolutely.
Well, and what I got to say that's funny about this is, you know, typically when you're fighting bulls, the first thing you think of is how much a bull would destroy somebody if they got hit or maimed, or, you know, it just dangerous because of the size of the bull and the size of the bullfighter. But it just cracks me up because in this article, it talks about how Ronnie warned you guys that it's the fence that's going to break your back. It says you talk about a mashing, the fence will mash the eyes right out of your head. So, I mean, think about that. I'm thinking you probably are more afraid of the fences than you actually were the bulls.
Oh, yeah, the fence will actually kill you. I made the mistake of going to the fence one time, and after that I never went to it again. The fence will mash you a lot worse and injure you a lot worse than the bull actually will, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, and that makes total sense because so many cowboys talk about being injured in the shoot. You know, your rough stock riders, before you nod your head, that's where the injuries occur is, you know, when they're in the chute waiting to nod their head and have that gate swing open.
Correct. You're right.
Well, and Cody, you talk about your bullfighting career. You and your brother both were bullfighters together in a lot of the same venues. And then you went on to enter into the PRC around 2000. You were working for Barnes for Rodeo, Stay Smith. And then did your brother also enter the PRC at the same time?
No, he didn't. He stayed just working amateur rodeos and in and out doing that. But he never really had the audacity to really want to go get his card.
Gotcha.
He enjoyed being able to stay home and all that.
Gotcha. Well, and then it looks like you had a pretty stellar career because then in 2008 you won the Freestyle Bullfighting Championship at the Bucking Stock Sale, the Benny Binion Bucking Stock Sale at the NFR. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. It was earlier, probably a little later in the year, a couple months before the event, and they called and said they needed another bullfighter, and I told them I'd be there, and I showed up and drew a good bull at Dennis Borba's, and a bull come out and hooked right up with me, and was engaging, and the Lord bless us with a win.
Well, you know, Cody, this is Vicki, and I remember some of the Borba bulls. I mean, they were, you know, I mean, that was like the cream of the cream of fighting bulls. They had some great ones. So congratulations. I mean, that's really that's really an accomplishment.
Thank you.
Well, before we go to break, because when we get back from break, I want to really start talking about, you know, what you're doing now with your breeding and your bulls that you have now, and what, because there's a lot of questions I have about the breeding of bulls. But the one thing I'm curious about before we go to break is that as I was thinking about this timeline here, you know, I remember, you know, Uncle Rob had his 5 world championships, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, and that was when the Wrangler bullfights were still happening, and there was the Wrangler bullfighting series at, you know, at the rodeos and so forth. I'm sure growing up and wanting to be a bullfighter, that those were some of the aspirations you had, is to be able to participate in those events. And it seems like about the time you entered the PRCA was probably about the time that they went away. Is that one of the motivators that motivated you to want to become part of the freestyle bullfighting and trying to find a way to enter, you know, come up with another solution for bullfighters?
Yes, ma'am. It was, I wouldn't say bad luck, but it was a bad time frame that I received my PRCA card. And during that time, you're on a year of probation before you can enter the bullfights. And right when my year of probation was up, they pretty much did away with the bullfights. And it was kind of a letdown for me. And, it led me to push it back, try to get it back in the PRCA, and along with a lot of other people. And I think with us all working together, you know, the PRCA has accepted the bullfights back this year. And they've taken off so far pretty good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to visit more with Cody Castro. Stay tuned.
4radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mastin, joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields. And we have been spending the first part of the show visiting with our guest out of Mississippi, Louisiana, and that is Cody Casto. He owns and operates Hurricane Hookers Ranch. Cody, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate you taking some time out and visiting with us tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually enjoying it. Thank you all.
Well, we were talking with Cody about on the first part of the show about his career and his passion and his drive in his rodeo bullfighting career. And then I know, and Vicki, I'm sure you have another question for him, but we have so much to talk about. Where do you want to start, Aunt Vicki?
Well, I tell you what, Becky, I'm like you. I'm like, Cody, I think what you're doing is fantastic, and it's a wonderful thing to see all of the bullfighting competition come back. And I'm really interested in talking about actually your breeding program, what you do at the ranch, and some of your upcoming events. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. On my breeding program, you know, we select certain cows for their attitude, and we'll take a bull that's fought over the years that had longevity and that stayed fighting and aggressive, and we'll breed them with our cows. And usually we get a pretty good percentage rate of the calves that come out fighting. From there, we'll take the calves about 6 months old and test them. And if they work out, we'll put them in one pasture. And if the other ones were a little slow to the game, we'll put them in another pasture. And about a year later, we'll test them again. From there, we'll select which calf or which young bull that we'll keep and put in the ring for the bullfights.
Well, a particular breed of bull. I mean, you were talking about Borbas earlier, and if I remember right, they had a lot of bulls that were kind of crossbred with the Mexican fighting bulls that were real stocky in the front end. What is it you look for when you breed a bull to fight?
I'm looking for a statue of the bull, because we do specialize in breeding just Mexican fighting bulls and Spanish fighting bulls. The horn structure is pretty important to me. We look for the aggressiveness of the animal, the longevity of the animal. And then if it all works out, that's what we put on our cows.
Okay.
I have a question, because this is something I started thinking about, and this is something I found very interesting. You would think I would, but I don't think the average person would know this. Call me average. But I did not realize that in fighting bulls, that both males and females have horns. Did you know that, Aunt Vicki?
Actually, I've never paid any attention to that, to be honest with you.
How about that? Watch out. The women have horns. The females have horns. So if they're both bred and they both can fight, do you use male bulls over female bulls? Is there a difference between the two? Tell me about the difference between, even though, maybe it's because you're breeding them.
Yes, ma'am. The cows we don't use in the competition as far as the freestyle bullfights. It's just strictly the bulls.
Okay.
We look for a lot in the cows to breed. Our number one factor is get a bunch of bulls off of them.
Well, you know, Becky asked that question, and I'm sitting here chuckling about it because it seems like I remember some milk cows at the ranch that did have horns, and they were not nice.
Well, you probably wouldn't be too nice either if you were getting milk for, you know. Well, let's not go there, but you get what I'm saying.
So, anyway, Cody, this is Vicki. How many head right now, are you dealing with at the ranch? And then, again, talk about some of your future events. Tell us about, do you have special programs for kids? Are they involved? How does that all work in together?
Well, some of our future stuff coming up is we got Bulls of the West, a PRCA-sanctioned event coming up this weekend, July 15th. It's one of the bigger events that we do throughout the year. It's a standalone where they'll just it's nothing but a bullfight. We'll fight. There'll be four rounds of three bullfighters in the long round, which is a total of 12 bulls. And then each winner of each round will go to the short round, which will be four guys. And they'll compete for the championship of the Bulls of the West in the short go. So, and what was your other question?
Well, I think she wanted to find out. I know that you sponsor.
About you.
Yeah, you sponsor some young bullfighters. And in fact, I think you have one on there that's got quite a lengthy accomplishment sheet. So, share with us a little bit about that.
Yes, ma'am. There's a little kid sponsor out of Houma, Louisiana. He's actually a bull rider. He's in the Miniature Bull Riding Association right now because he's so young.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of talent with him and just wanted to help him out. And we do what we can to help him get down the road throughout the year. And, he's really making a name for himself, someone you want to look out for in the near future.
Is that Jay Rodriguez? Is that who I'm looking at?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. How old? He's the young, and he's called the Cajun Cowboy.
The Cajun Cowboy. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I think
he
that's
sure
awesome.
Is. Yeah, he's really making it for himself.
Yeah, he's got a stellar list of accomplishments so far. Well, that's great that you guys are supporting the youth and doing what you can to promote them. I mean, we have to promote our youth because if we don't, you know, we have to keep our sport alive. So,
it's the future.
Yes. And, you know, I do have one random question kind of tying it all in. With you raising bucking bulls as well as you fighting on both ends of, or raising fighting bulls and also being on both ends of the stick where you protected the cowboy in the bull riding and the bucking bulls, but now you also competed in the freestyle bullfighting and you're raising these bulls. What would you say the main difference is and why it's so important to have the fighting bulls versus the bucking bulls to compete against when you're doing the freestyle bullfighting?
You know, everybody has their event and rodeo to participate in and be able to make it to the world finals. And the bullfighters don't. You know, at one point, they didn't. And, you know, I think it's important that they have it there for these bullfighters where they can compete and go up and down the road and put money in their pockets just like everybody else does.
Right. But what's the main difference in the actual bulls themselves? Because you wouldn't typically see the bucking bulls being the bulls you would use in a freestyle event.
Oh, correct. The Mexican fighting bulls are smaller bred. They're more agile. I think the biggest Spanish or Mexican fighting bull I own is probably going to be about 1,400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the typical bucking bulls are going to be 1,600 to 1,800 pound animals. The fighting bull is bred for aggression. It's the number one factor that you breed for is aggression and the agility, athleticism,
mm-hmm.
and which bucking bulls are bred for athleticism as well. But in the fighting bulls is, we're looking for nothing but aggression and athleticism. To whereas bucking bulls, they're looking for athleticism, but a lot of them don't want the aggression so much that we're
mm-hmm.
looking for.
Absolutely. You know, this is Vicki, and, you know, Cody, that makes total sense, you know, and I'm just sitting here thinking back over the years and remembering, you know, the Wrangler bullfighting championships and the competition. And it was always such an exciting time, you know, like we visited with earlier with Miles Hare, Rob Smith. I mean, the list of world-class bullfighters went on and on and on. And you would often find the audience set and wait and wait and wait because that's what they wanted to see, and it never disappointed. So to me personally, and I know to Becky and to all of us connected with the rodeo world, this is really an exciting thing that you're going to be bringing back to the rodeo fan.
Well, thank you. We think it is, and we're hoping that it takes off like it did back in the early 80s and 90s. And, with the support of our older generation bullfighters, I think that it's going to go a long ways.
Well, and I think you just nailed it right there. It's, you know, the older generation inspiring the younger generation, and that's what rodeo and rodeo family is all about, is connecting the generations to keep the Western way of life alive and rodeo alive and the things that we love alive. And I am ecstatic that the freestyle bullfighting is becoming such a avid fan. You know, the fans just love it. And I see it growing each and every year that they've had them there at Mandalay Bay where we do our show. So I'm super excited about that. I'm really honored that you came on our show today. How do folks that listen to our broadcast find out more about you if they are interested in bringing your bulls to event or talking with you about maybe even producing an event?
They can contact us on the web at www.hurricanehookersranch.com, or they can contact me at 985-773-4325.
Perfect. That's what I want to hear. And, you know, Cody, I really appreciate it. I know you're a man of faith. I know you have led an extraordinary life, and I know you do a lot of the things you do in honor of your brother who recently passed away. And I just want to say thank you so much for continuing on and preserving the sport of rodeo and bullfighting. So thank you so much. And I'm going to turn over to Aunt Vicki to close it out, and we'll see you guys next week.
Well, thank you, Becky and Cody. We are definitely blessed by what you're working and striving to do. Again, thank you so much. It's been an interesting program. Enjoyed visiting with you, and thank you. And tonight we're going to close out our broadcast with our cowgirl from Mason, Texas, Miss Crystal Lyons, with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
What is it about baby roosters? I'm Crystal Lyons, and I got this little rascal, and he knows that if I'm in bed, he comes under the bedroom window and crows multiple times, over and over, while it's still dark. And if I get a phone call and he hears my voice, he immediately trots around to be as close as he possibly can to just, yep, crow. It's like if he hears my voice, he delights in trying to drown it out with his own. What is his problem? I'm the one who bought him, watched over him as a tiny chick to keep him safe. I'm his source of total provision. If I simply relaxed my protective guard concerning him, he'd be varmint bait in a heartbeat. But he has no recognition of my huge participation in his very existence. The very presence he attacks and the voice he tries so hard to drown out is the only thing between him and life and death, and he's too cocky and self-consumed to even recognize that fact. Well, I've just perfectly described many people living in the world who absolutely have no concept of their own creator, no perception of the one who's been watching over them since they were little chicks. And while some strut and crow and attack his very existence, he consistently protects them from their own demise, all the while lovingly providing for their needs, even to the very breath they use to crow with, ever seeking to drown out his voice. Well, this world truly does resemble a barnyard of activity at times, and just make sure our attitude and outlook on life is not that human imitation of a baby rooster. I'm Crystal Lyons, and you know, this is just some cowgirl logic. If you need more or want more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mathison, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
4Radio.com.